Hey everyone, and welcome back to Insurance Deep Dive. I'm Joe, and today we're diving into a topic that might surprise you. We're talking about how accidents where you're not at fault can still affect your car insurance rates, right here in Washington.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. I'm Casey, and it's one of those things that just doesn't seem fair, you know? You would think that if you didn't cause the accident, your insurance wouldn't be affected, but unfortunately, that's not always the case.
Exactly, and that's why we're here today, to break it all down and help you understand what's going on behind the scenes.
We're going to uncover why this happens, what factors come into play, and most importantly, what you can do to protect yourself.
All right, Casey, let's start with the basics. What does not at fault actually mean when it comes to car accidents in Washington?
Well, Joe, it means that the police report and the insurance company's investigation determined that another driver was primarily responsible for causing the accident. You know, they were speeding, ran a red light, that sort of thing.
So even if I'm completely innocent, just the fact that my car was involved means a claim could be filed. And that can trigger changes in my insurance premium.
That's exactly it. You see, insurance is all about assessing and managing risk. And a claim, even if it's not your fault, is still a risk for the insurance company. It means they might have to pay out money.
Okay, that makes sense. So how much can my rates actually go up after a not-at-fault accident? Is there like a standard percentage increase?
Unfortunately, there's no magic number, Joe. The impact on your rates can vary widely, depending on several factors.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Well, insurance companies use their own internal policies and algorithms to calculate risk. They consider the severity of the accident, your driving history, and even how many not-at-fault accidents you've had in the past.
So multiple fender benders,
yeah,
even if they weren't my fault, could really add up.
That's the unfortunate truth. And remember, each insurance company has its own way of assessing risk. That's why it's so crucial to shop around and compare policies. Speaking of which, I know a great independent insurance agency right here in Washington that can help you do just that.
Tell me more. Our listeners are always looking for good recommendations.
Well, Joe, you know them well. It's Mid-Columbia Insurance. They're independent, which means they work with a whole bunch of different insurance companies, not just one.
That's right, Casey. And I love that about them. They can compare rates from different companies like Progressive, Safeco, National General, Bristol West, you name it, and find the best fit for your specific needs and budget.
Exactly. Plus, they've been serving Washington State since 1995, so they have a ton of experience dealing with these kinds of situations.
Okay, so we've established that not-at-fault accidents can still impact your insurance rates, and that having a good independent agent, like the folks at Mid-Columbia Insurance, can be super helpful. But what else can we do to protect ourselves if we're ever involved in one of these accidents?
Well, Joe, the absolute first thing you should do is document everything.
Okay, documentation. What exactly do you mean by that, Casey?
As soon as it's safe to do so, grab your phone and start taking pictures. Document the damage to your car, the other vehicles involved, the accident scene itself, and if there are any witnesses, get their contact information. Those witness statements can be incredibly valuable.
So basically, I'm creating a paper trail.
Yeah.
To support my claim that I wasn't at fault.
That's exactly right. You want to be able to prove your side of the story, especially if it comes down to your word against the other drivers.
What else should I be documenting?
Make sure you get a copy of the police report and keep records of absolutely everything. Medical bills, repair estimates, and all communication with your insurance company, the other driver's insurance company. Everyone.
Wow, that's a lot to keep track of. Any tips?
Honestly, Joe, this is where having a good insurance agent on your side can be a real game changer. A good agent, like the ones you'll find at Mid-Columbia Insurance, can walk you through every step of the process, make sure you're not missing any crucial details, and even advocate for you if the other driver's insurance company tries to give you a hard time.
Speaking of Mid-Columbia, they're a great example of why working with an independent agency is so beneficial. Mm-hmm. They're not tied to just one insurance company, so they could really shop around to find you the best deal.
Exactly. And as you mentioned earlier, they work with a wide range of companies like Progressive, Safeco, National General, Bristol West, Dairyland, The General, Foremost. So they have a lot of options to explore.
So documentation is key. Mm. And having a good independent agent, like those at Mid-Columbia, can make the whole process a lot smoother. Now let's talk about insurance coverage. What kind of coverage options are out there that can specifically help in a not-at-fault situation?
There are actually a few key coverages to consider, and they can make a world of difference if you ever find yourself in this kind of situation. For example, one of the most important is uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage.
Okay. Uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage? That sounds like a mouthful, Casey. What exactly does it cover?
Well, imagine this, Joe. You're in an accident that's not your fault, but the other driver doesn't have enough insurance. Or worse, no insurance at all to cover your damages. That's where this coverage kicks in.
So it protects me. If the other driver can't pay, that seems like a smart move, especially here in Washington.
It's absolutely essential. It can help cover your medical bills, lost wages, and even pain and suffering. It basically fills the gap when the at-fault driver's insurance falls short.
Okay, that makes sense. What about collision coverage? How does that play into all of this?
Collision coverage is crucial for getting your own car repaired or replaced, regardless of who's at fault. So even if you're not at fault, but the other driver's insurance is dragging its feet or disputing the claim, your collision coverage can step in and get you back on the road faster.
So it's like having a backup plan for my car repairs.
Exactly. Then you've got medical payments coverage, which, as you might guess, helps pay for your medical expenses after an accident, no matter who caused it. This can be especially helpful if you have high deductibles on your health insurance.
Okay, medical payments coverage. Got it. What about rental car coverage?
Rental car coverage can be a lifesaver. If your car is out of commission after an accident, it helps pay for a rental car while your vehicle is being repaired, which can make a big difference in your daily life.
Especially these days, with ride-sharing costs being what they are.
Exactly. And then there's gap insurance. This one is super important. If you're financing or leasing a newer car, if your car gets totaled in an accident, gap insurance covers the difference between what you owe on the loan or lease and the actual market value of the car, which can often be less.
So it protects me from ending up owing more on my car loan than the car is actually worth.
That's right. And finally, we have accident forgiveness, which we touched on earlier.
Right. Accident forgiveness. Tell us more about that, Casey.
Accident forgiveness is like a get out of jail free card for your insurance rates. With this coverage, your insurance company agrees not to raise your rates after your first at-fault accident. And in some cases, it can even apply to not-at-fault accidents.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Does every insurance company offer that?
Not all companies offer it, and it usually comes at an extra cost. But it's definitely worth looking into, especially if you're concerned about rate increases after an accident, even if it's not your fault.
That makes sense. And I'm sure our friends at Mid-Columbia Insurance can help us figure out if accident forgiveness is right for us.
Absolutely. They can walk you through all the options and help you find the best coverage for your specific needs and budget.
So, Casey, we've covered a lot of ground here today, the importance of documentation, the different types of coverage, and the value of working with a good independent agent like those at Mid-Columbia Insurance. What are the key takeaways for our listeners? What do we really want them to remember?
Well, Joe, I think the biggest takeaway is that even if you're not at fault for an accident, it can still impact your insurance rates.
So don't just assume that you're in the clear because you didn't cause the accident.
Exactly. Another big takeaway is that documentation is absolutely crucial. The more evidence you have to support your claim that you are not at fault, the better your chances of avoiding an unfair rate increase.
Pictures, witness statements, police reports. Got it. And finally,
be proactive about your insurance coverage. Don't wait until you have an accident to start thinking about your insurance options. Review your policy regularly, make sure you have adequate coverage, and talk to your agent about any changes in your life that could affect your rates. Maybe you've moved, gotten married, bought a new car. All those things can impact your premium.
Sounds like it's all about staying informed and engaged with my insurance. And having a good agent on my side makes a huge difference.
Exactly. You've got to be your own advocate when it comes to insurance, Joe. And the more you understand your policy, your rights, and the factors that can affect your rates, the better off you'll be.
Okay, so we've talked about not-at-fault accidents, documentation, coverage options, and the value of a good independent agent. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about the long-term implications. What happens down the road? Casey, what can you tell us?
Well, Joe, think about it this way. Not forever, but it does stick around for a while. Think 3 to 5 years on average, depending on the specifics of the accident and your insurance carrier.
So it's not a permanent stain on my record, but I do need to be aware that it can linger. What can I do to minimize the impact over time? Obviously, avoiding accidents altogether is the best strategy, but
Accidents happen, Joe. You could be the most careful driver in the world and still get caught up in someone else's mistake. That's where that independent agent we've been talking about can be a lifesaver. Someone at Mid-Columbia Insurance, for instance. can really help you work the system. They can shop around to get you the best possible rates from different companies, make sure you're getting every discount you qualify for, and even negotiate with the insurance company if they think the rate increase is unfair.
So it's all about having someone in your corner who understands the ins and outs of the insurance world, especially after a not-at-fault accident. But what about preventing those rate hikes in the first place?
Well, we've touched on a couple of great preventative measures already. That accident forgiveness clause can be worth its weight in gold. And remember, that's something an independent agent can help you find. They'll look at policies from companies like Progressive, Safeco, National General, all those big names, and see who has the best accident forgiveness program for your situation.
Right. So accident forgiveness keeps my rates stable even after an incident. What else can I do to be proactive about my insurance, Casey?
Don't just set it and forget it, Joe. Treat your insurance policy like you would any other important document. Review it at least once a year. Make sure it still fits your needs. And talk to your agent about any changes in your life that could affect your rates. Maybe you've moved, gotten married, bought a new car. All those things can impact your premium.
Sounds like it's all about staying informed and engaged with my insurance. And having a good agent on my side makes a huge difference.
Exactly. You've got to be your own advocate when it comes to insurance, Joe. And the more you understand your policy, your rights, and the factors that can affect your rates, the better off you'll be.
Well, there you have it. Everything you need to know about how not-at-fault accidents can still impact your insurance rates, even here in Washington, where we pride ourselves on fairness.
Remember, knowledge is power. Use what we've talked about today to make smart choices, protect yourself financially, and navigate the sometimes confusing world of insurance with confidence.
Big thanks to Mid-Columbia Insurance for sponsoring this deep dive and sharing their expertise. If you're looking for an independent agent who can help you find the best coverage at the best price, give them a call. They've been serving Washington State since 1995, so they really know their stuff.
And they've got thousands of five-star reviews to prove it. Plus, their agents are bilingual in Spanish and English.
That's right. They're the insurance pros you can trust. So to wrap things up, stay informed, drive safely, and remember that even if you're not at fault in an accident, it pays to be prepared. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of insurance, right here on Insurance Deep Dive.
Well, Joe, think about it this way. Not forever, but it does stick around for a while. Think 3 to 5 years on average, depending on the specifics of the accident and your insurance carrier.
So it's not a permanent stain on my record, but I do need to be aware that it can linger. What can I do to minimize the impact over time? Obviously, avoiding accidents altogether is the best strategy, but...
Accidents happen, Joe. You could be the most careful driver in the world and still get caught up in someone else's mistake. That's where that independent agent we've been talking about can be a lifesaver. Someone at Mid-Columbia Insurance, for instance, can really help you work the system. They can shop around to get you the best possible rates from different companies, make sure you're getting every discount you qualify for, and even negotiate with the insurance company if they think the rate increase is unfair.
So it's all about having someone in your corner who understands the ins and outs of the insurance world, especially after a not-at-fault accident. But what about preventing those rate hikes in the first place?
Well, we've touched on a couple of great preventative measures already. That accident forgiveness clause can be worth its weight in gold. And remember, that's something an independent agent can help you find. They'll look at policies from companies like Progressive, Safeco, National General, all those big names, and see who has the best accident forgiveness program for your situation.
Right. So accident forgiveness keeps my rates stable even after an incident. What else can I do to be proactive about my insurance, Casey?
Don't just set it and forget it, Joe. Treat your insurance policy like you would any other important document. Review it at least once a year. Make sure it still fits your needs. And talk to your agent about any changes in your life that could affect your rates. Maybe you've moved, gotten married, bought a new car. All those things can impact your premium.
Sounds like it's all about staying informed and engaged with my insurance. And having a good agent on my side makes a huge difference.
Exactly. You've got to be your own advocate when it comes to insurance, Joe. And the more you understand your policy, your rights, and the factors that can affect your rates, the better off you'll be.
Well, there you have it. Everything you need to know about how not-at-fault accidents can still impact your insurance rates, even here in Washington, where we pride ourselves on fairness.
Remember, knowledge is power. Use what we've talked about today to make smart choices, protect yourself financially, and navigate the sometimes confusing world of insurance with confidence.
Big thanks to Mid-Columbia Insurance for sponsoring this deep dive and sharing their expertise. If you're looking for an independent agent who can help you find the best coverage at the best price, give them a call. They've been serving Washington State since 1995, so they really know their stuff.
And they've got thousands of five-star reviews to prove it. Plus, their agents are bilingual in Spanish and English.
That's right. They're the insurance pros you can trust. So to wrap things up, stay informed, drive safely, and remember that even if you're not at fault in an accident, it pays to be prepared. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of insurance, right here on Insurance Deep Dive.